We've got Kara Word of The Park, and that's Park with a C, P-A-R-C. They are a nonprofit. It's actually located right down the street from us here in downtown Amarillo, Texas. The Park has got their annual fundraiser. It's the fifth annual art show they're doing this Saturday night. It's called The One-on-One, and all of the proceeds benefit The Park. And I've got Kara Word, the development director, here live in the studio. Kara, welcome back to the program. Oh, hold on. Do that again.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
My goodness, it helps when a mic is turned on, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, we are so excited. You have this event happening this Saturday night, 7 p.m. at the Herring Hotel, which I love this building. It says right on the back of it, I'm not a has-been, I'm a will-be. Mm-hmm. It is definitely one of the cooler places in downtown Amarillo, and I wish $1 million would fall on top of it and get it renovated.
Oh, yeah. It would be amazing.
It would be amazing. Well, tell us, for folks across the High Plains who don't know what The Park with a C is, tell us a little bit about what your nonprofit does.
Okay, so The Park is a place where the homeless can come during the day when the shelters are closed. We're open Monday through Friday. We're a place that focuses on relationship and getting to know those who are homeless. There are a lot of resources for those who are homeless, like housing and, you know, food and job resources, but there's really not a place for relationship. And so we're there to provide relationship for them.
And that's such a healing thing for people that don't have that.
Yes.
And now today, of course, is Veterans Day. We've been playing a lot of songs, you know, celebrating that. I assume that you probably have a fair share of veterans that use your services.
Yes, we do.
And tell us a little bit about what it's like to work with those folks in Amarillo.
Yeah, so we just really meet them where they're at. Everybody's different, and so there's not like a one-size-fits-all for everybody. But we're, you know, meeting them when they come in the door. We're greeting them by their name. We're getting to know who they are, where they've been, and where they're going, and what their dreams are. And we're here to help them pursue their dreams.
And Amarillo has a pretty big VA hospital here. Mm-hmm. Do they have, I mean, I know Another Chance House has a lot of veterans there as well. Tell us a little bit about, like, what's the state of, like, veteran affairs right now in Amarillo?
So there's actually the Veterans Resource Center, and they help a lot. There's a lot of veterans that are getting housed right now. We're at a really low rate. I'm not exactly sure what that number is, but there's a lot of resources pouring into the veterans, and we're glad to be a part of that.
Yeah, and Molly Swafford has come by, and she's mentioned the same thing, very low occurrence of homelessness right now in the yes. Amarillo area. Well, now let's talk about the fifth annual art show fundraiser you have happening this Saturday, the One-on-One. Tell us about the history of this event.
So One-on-One started 5 years ago when The Park started. We're about to turn five, and it was held in The Park, and it was this really kind of janky setup on cardboard boxes, having all the stuff. And so over the years, it's evolved. We used to have it at Cerulean Gallery in the Derrick Event Center. And then now this year, we decided to do something different. And we're having it at the Herring Hotel. But more importantly, One-on-One focuses on the relationship and the collaboration between those who are homeless and the volunteers and the staff at The Park, and really the community of Amarillo, and how we should all come together to collaborate.
And now, who the art, is it art by folks that have been helped by The Park? Is it art that's been donated?
It's art that has been created by our members, which are those who are homeless. And so we try to feature them every year. And so this year we're doing sculptures. It's really cool.
And The Park is actually an acronym, Panhandle Adult Rebuilding Center. And it sounds like having it at the Herring Hotel kind of has that, kind of like they kind of track with one another as the downtown revitalization and Center City and all these, you know, rehab projects we see in downtown Amarillo.
Absolutely. We think that, you know, at The Park, we focus a lot on redemption and like redeeming what your story is. And we feel like the Herring Hotel is a perfect metaphor for that. It just needs some investment and somebody to just, you know, care for it, like just like the homeless person. And so we feel like we're vital in the downtown revitalization through helping, you know, those who are homeless. But also we want to show that the Herring Hotel has value, and it's not a has been, I am a will be. And we do believe that. And so it's going to be really great.
Well, the event looks like it's going to be a blast. It looks like you have live music, heavy hors d'oeuvres, drinks, live auction, and then, of course, the art show that's going to be there. Mm-hmm. For tickets and information, should folks go to the website?
Yes. Go to thepark.net. Under events, you can go to One-on-One.
Awesome. And so they can get information there. And of course, this is this Saturday night, folks, 7 p.m. at the Herring Hotel, which is located at 311 Southeast 3rd Avenue. And that's going to be at 7 p.m. this Saturday night. it is such a cool place to be inside. You walk in, you see the exposed gypsum tiles, all this really, you could just kind of sense the opulence. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a tour, it sounds like.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a tour. We'll be having the upstairs available, but really we're going to try and keep it safe because it's an old, old building.
It is.
But there's this beautiful fountain in the middle of right on the level floor, and we're opening it up for people to go look around, but we're going to keep it safe.
All right. And you're going to have Ghostbusters on site just in case, right?
Yeah. I'm sure there's ghosts.
Full on. Oh, there's definitely ghosts.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really, really beautiful hotel. And it's made by the same architects that did the President in Kansas City. And when I first came to town, I saw it and I go, that looks really, really familiar. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, that's where you had prom. It's this almost the same footprint. It's the same architects.
Wow.
Really fabulous building. Folks, if you have not stepped foot into the Herring Hotel, I highly encourage you. And this is a really great way to go get a little history lesson and also support some of the rebuilding that's happening both in downtown Amarillo architecture and also folks that really need that one-on-one personal impact. So thank you so much, Kara, for stopping by and letting folks know about this event. And again, folks, you can go to thepark.net. That's park with a C, PARC.net, and get your tickets and information. And all right, we're going to keep on rolling with some veteran music. All right, what do we got up next? How about some George Jones? We'll do The Battle. Thanks, Kara.
Thank you.